Yeah, definitely. So, as I mentioned earlier in the previous, in my previous reply to your can we start over?
Hello, yogis, and welcome to Inspire Yoga Radio. I'm your host, Brent Levi, and this is episode 2 of our instructor introduction series. And for this episode, I am joined by Miss Courtney Swearingen, who really is quite an interesting and insightful young lady. So, without further ado, taking us in is my good friend Claire Morales with her song Lie I Love off of her album Amaranthine. Farmer, foodie, and yogi, Courtney Swearingen is a graduate of Inspire Yoga's 200-hour teacher training, and she aims to spread the love of yoga to anyone and everyone. Through her teaching, she hopes to inspire her students to love themselves just the way they are and to realize that there are no limits to what they can do by empowering them to go to their edge and to explore the possibilities that lie ahead. When Courtney is not teaching yoga, she can be found in the fields at Cardo's Farm Project, local farmers markets, hanging out with her family and dogs, or in her kitchen cooking up delicious grub. She currently resides in Denton, Texas. Thank you so much for joining me today, Courtney. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Okay, so first question. What does the word yoga mean to you?
Yoga to me means finding the balance in everything and everything within your life. It's really helped to discipline and ground me in my own practice. When I started practicing yoga, I noticed that I was becoming more disciplined in a lot of other areas of my life, like school, because I was in college at the time when I started practicing. And it just really helped to, I don't know, it also made me get more in tune with my emotions and my physical body.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. Okay. Would you mind speaking a bit on how your experiences farming relates to yoga?
So, just as yoga tends to be spiritual for some people, it is spiritual for me in some aspects, but farming is also very spiritual to me. It's a spiritual practice. Just being able to go out to the farm in the mornings and be in nature, put my hands in the soil, and just spend time in silence, it's kind of like a meditation practice. And it really helps me just process all of my thoughts and emotions while doing something that is so beneficial for the environment and the community. I get a lot out of both of the practices, farming and yoga. So to me, they go hand in hand.
All right. Now, Why don't you tell us a little bit about what it's been like teaching at the new Inspire location?
I really love this new space here in Denton. It's a lot smaller than the one in Highland Village, and to me it makes for a more intimate class. You get to really connect with your students, and it's easier to... You see the same faces, like, every day, pretty much, every time that you teach a class, because it is smaller, and it's a smaller town. Or I don't know if it's a smaller town, but to me, Denton seems like a very small town, because you always see, like, you always run into people you know anywhere you go. But I just really, being part of this process of opening the studio has been, I felt very grateful to be part of it. And part of this community, the Inspire community, as well as the Denton community.
What is a piece of advice that you would like to share with the rest of the world?
Don't let fear hold you back. And don't let other people's desires and ideas of what you should be stop you from going after what you really want to do and your dreams in life.
Man, that was heavy. Thank you.
So deep. Deep up in here.
If you could fuse with any animal and obtain its essence and qualities, what animal would it be?
An owl.
Oh, beautiful. Why?
I don't know. I've always just been drawn towards owls. They're very, like, wise looking, and to me, they're very mystical looking. I have one on my wrist. For that reason. It was between an owl or Buddha, actually.
Same thing.
Like, if not Buddha. I opted for the owl.
Do the Buddha later.
Do the Buddha later, yes.
Well, thank you so much, Courtney. Is there anywhere you'd like to send our listeners to as far as social media or anything you'd like them to check out?
Yeah, so you can find me on Facebook, Courtney Swearingen. I post a lot of yoga stuff on there, as well as, like, farming. It's just me in general. And then also I have an Instagram. It's Seabrooks, Seabrookes. And that is just my life in picture form, pretty much, and everything that I love to do, which is food, farm, and yoga.
Thank you so much for listening to Inspire Yoga Radio. I'm Brent Levi. Check out inspireyoga.com for class times, upcoming workshops, and information on our teacher training programs. If you want to live your dream, then sign up today. Taking us out is Claire Morales with Lie Love off of her album Amaranthine. Find more at facebook.com/Claire Morales Music. Love you all so much. See you on your mats.